In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we are to pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into his harvest. And over the years, that has been used to be able to say that we need to pray for vocations, which of course is very true. But when we look at what's going on today and we ask the Lord to send out laborers into his harvest, we have to recognize that this is a little bit different. Now we're asking the Lord to send the people that he himself has chosen for his mother's work to do whatever it is that they're called to do. And the vast majority of those people are going to be lay people. I remember Father Hardin telling me years ago that in the modernist crisis, it was the religious order priests who saved the church. He said in the crisis that we're dealing with now and what's to come, he said it's going to be the diocesan priests because most of the religious order priests have gone totally bonkers. Of course, so have most of the diocesan priests. But it's through the lay people, primarily, that Our Lady is going to bring about this victory. Just as we see in the gospel reading, our Lord sent out disciples. These were not priests. These were lay people that he sent two by two to all the towns and places that he intended to go. They were there to prepare the people to receive the Lord. If they received him, praise God. If they didn't, they were to shake the dust off their feet and go to the next town. They were to preach the message of the gospel. Just as we heard in the first reading that everything that Timothy had heard from St. Paul and from others, they were to trust to trustworthy people, to competent people who would be able to pass that on to the next generation. The message has been given, but many of those to whom it has been given have shown themselves to be anything but trustworthy, anything but competent. They have shown themselves more to be exactly what St. Paul said we're not supposed to be doing, and that is they want to get themselves involved in worldly affairs rather than in things of God. They're more concerned about being liked and being accepted by the people than doing the will of God, which may earn them rejection and scorn. So now you have to ask yourself, what if God is going to ask you to do this work? First, he tells us he's going to send us out as sheep among wolves. Not exactly a happy thought, but that's what we're living in right now. Anyone who's just going to try to live the faith, we're the minority now. And so we're like sheep in the midst of wolves. There are lots of people who are going to reject you. You don't have to even open your mouth. All you have to do is live the faith. And they don't want it. They have demonstrated that over and over and over again. All you have to do is just again look at what happened last week with this Olympic nonsense and then listen to the lies that they're trying to tell you. I mean, the name of the thing was the Last Supper on the scene, meaning on the river. Oh no, it wasn't about the Last Supper, they said. It's like that you named it that. The woman who played Christ even said it was about the Last Supper. And then now the humor part of it all is she's going to sue everybody who criticizes what she did. Really. But again, you see the stupidity of what's going on. If you criticize them, you can get sued. If they blaspheme God, if they put down your faith, well, we'll celebrate that. You can't sue them for violating what you believe, but they can sue you for saying that what they did was wrong. Do you see how upside down, backwards, inside out, whatever you want to call it, what we're dealing with right now? And what has come out of Rome? Zero. Nothing. How about most of our bishops? Well, the crickets I heard last night were a whole lot louder. we aren't standing up for Jesus because we're not interested in serving him. Oh, sure, if it'll make us money, then yeah, we'll be more than happy to say whatever people want to hear. But if it's about serving the Lord, if it's about dying to self and living for him, if it's about the possibility that we could suffer for our faith, oh, no. No, 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 no. We don't want that. So what do we want? What if Our Lady is calling you? What if you are to be part of her work, since the vast majority are going to be lay people? What's most important to you? Serving the Lord or the world? Are you willing to do whatever it is that you're being asked to do? Our Lady might ask some very menial things. She might ask some very exalted things. The most exalted thing and the most important thing in this work that is coming is prayer. If she's asking you to pray, are you willing to do that? To bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart? But in order to do that, you have to ask a previous question. Are you willing to be faithful to her Son no matter what? What if you're rejected by your family, by your friends? What if what happens to you is exactly what Jesus talks about when he says that you'll be handed over even by your own children or children by their own parents? What if you're asked to be a martyr? Because there will be, and quite a few of them. Do you love Jesus enough to be willing to die for him? He loved you so much that he died for you. How much do we love him? Or is saving our own skin far more important to us than going to heaven? See, these things have massive implications. We're not going to pray for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart if we're not going to be willing to be faithful to Jesus. Why would we care about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart if we don't care enough about the Lord? Why would we care that the kingdom of Christ is established on earth in fulfillment of what we pray for every day in the Pater Noster? If we don't care about God, whose kingdom we want to be established, because we are more concerned about the kingdom of the world, or about our own little kingdom, or about our blasted money. Well, what are you going to do when the economy crashes? Because it's coming. What are you going to do when they pull the plug on the stock market? Because it's coming. The whole thing is going to crash, and all your gold, well, the gold will be worth something, but all your stupid money is going to be worthless. What are you going to do then? 1929, people jumped off buildings because they lost their money. How much is a soul worth? We're willing to die for money? Oh yeah, you can't serve God and mammon. So which is most important? These are very important questions because, as I said, it's going to be lay people primarily who are going to be the ones that Our Lady is using. Yes, there will be a very, very few bishops and a handful of priests, and the majority of the people in this work are going to be the laity. Are you willing? And are you willing to do whatever it is she asks? Don't tell her what to do. Be like going home and telling your mom when you were a kid what you ought to do. It's like, good luck. It's not going to work too well. Let mom tell you what to do. Because in this case, mom truly knows the best. Are we willing to have that kind of humility? Are we willing to actually be the laborers in the Lord's harvest? Remember back, was it 1600 years ago, more than that even, Pope Gregory the Great said, oh, you know, we have thousands of priests and hardly a laborer among them. Like, that was 1600 years ago. That was the Pope who said it. Things haven't improved a whole lot. Except now we have hundreds of thousands of priests and hardly a laborer among them. So what can we say about everybody else too? We're going to follow the example of the people who aren't really laboring for the Lord? Or are we going to say, no, I'm going to focus on Christ. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to do whatever it is that He asks me to do. That's what we have to be about. So when we're asked to pray that the Lord will send laborers into His harvest, don't think that it's going to necessarily be somebody else. What if you're actually praying that God will send you? Are you willing to do that? Go back and read the beginning of the prophet Isaiah. And God asked the question, specifically this one, whom shall I send? And Isaiah said, here I am, send me. Are you willing to say that? Yeah, we need to pray that God will send out laborers, whoever it would be, into His harvest. But it is, quite honestly, just like when people pray for priests from somebody else's family, but not from mine. I don't want my kid to be a priest or a nun. But we need good priests and nuns, just don't take mine. Okay? Now we need laborers for the harvest, just not me. Wrong attitude. We need laborers for the harvest, period. Whomever Our Lady will choose. And she's only going to choose those who are going to be willing to say yes. So that's what every one of us needs to look at within our own hearts, because the day is coming quickly. And we have to be willing not only to pray for this, but to be able to respond if Our Lady chooses us.